Florida arts organizations are saying they feel like losers in this year's state budget process. Hundreds of them that pull from a single pot of funding are seeing drastic cuts, and other cultural organizations gambled on a different process to win state dollars, just to see those dollars vetoed by Governor Rick Scott. Fifth grader Maya Thaxton is staying after school at Jacksonville's John E. Ford Montessori.
I love this program. I've been in here since I was in first grade.
She and the other kids in her twice weekly arts program are practicing for a big show at the University of North Florida.
And we're doing The Wiz.
Her number has a gospel feel, she says, and she gets to wear a gold skirt.
And I'm really excited to do this one because I love gold.
Cathedral Arts Project CEO Kimberly Hyatt says these classes are the main way they connect kids with the visual and performing arts. But the just-approved state budget is less than a quarter of last year's. Though Cathedral Arts was approved for the maximum program grant, $150,000, it'll be getting less than $10,000.
So it will have a one-to-one effect on how many after-school programs we can offer, how many students we can serve.
About 500 organizations applied for parts of the main pot of state arts money. After a rigorous vetting process by arts and culture experts, nearly all of them, 489, were recommended to split more than $40 million. But lawmakers then cut the entire pot to $2.6 million, the amount recommended for Duval County organizations alone.
And it is unfortunately one of the worst funding years we've experienced for arts and culture in the state of Florida.
Jacksonville arts community leader Hope McMath chairs the state-appointed Florida Council for Arts and Culture. The council's responsible for approving a different pot of money, $500,000 grants for buildings like museums and symphony halls, and they aren't getting any state funding this year, McMath says.
Which was surprising because the general coffers for the state were more robust than in some years past. Obviously, there were many, many competing priorities, as there always are in Tallahassee.
Like hurricanes and reacting to last month's school shooting, organizations don't typically expect to receive the full amount they ask for, McMath says. But this year's is the lowest funding anyone can recall.
For smaller organizations, it'll mean less access to their programs, and it will mean fewer programs.
Like the Jacksonville Children's Chorus with half the budget of Cathedral Arts. Its CEO says the chorus might have to increase ticket prices. At the same time, other groups roll the dice on securing funding another way, by asking lawmakers for project line items in the budget. That way, they risk the governor's veto, but they can ask for more than the largest grants available.
That certainly siphons money off from the collective whole, and those grants don't go through the vetting process.
So while nearly 500 organizations are splitting $2.5 million, the legislature approved more than $4 million in arts and culture projects for just 9 organizations. But Governor Scott vetoed 6 of them on Friday, including the largest award, $1.6 million toward expanding and renovating the military museum at Camp Blanding. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.